Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll tell you where I've been today. I've been to Europe's biggest stone circle. There you go.
Where's that?
Fucking hippie.
Where's that?
Fucking hippie! Bet you were listening to Fleetwood Mac or something, or Fairport Convention or something. Something unacceptable. Yeah, go on, tell. What were you doing there?
Well, I'm currently on holiday in Tetbury. In Gloucestershire.
I completely forgot. You've managed not to say anything, haven't you?
Yeah, in the Cotswolds.
You're currently in the Cotswolds.
We met up with some friends today in Avebury, which is about halfway between where we are and where they live.
Right.
So Avebury is the home of Europe's largest stone circle.
Wow.
I can't believe you haven't heard of it.
No. It's the largest stone circle I've never heard of. That's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it at all.
But, you know, now you mention it, you are in a different room. I see.
Yeah, it was never. Yeah, we've never mentioned yet that Matt is in a completely different
and
room
you're,
tonight.
Wait a minute, Richard, you're in a different room as well.
Yes, I am, because I've moved house since last time we spoke. So
yes.
it's got a light and everything.
It's got a light.
We
have electric light.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, going back to this stone circle, Matt.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on that?
It was very big. It's the biggest stone circle I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yep.
Somebody, since it was built, somebody has built a village in the middle of it.
Right.
So that was a bit...
Wow, that's a big stone circle.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just imagining it to be like, you know, I don't know, like on a hilltop or something.
Huh.
Well, So it's kind of interrupts the flow of the circle with this village. Someone's just plonked a village in the middle.
There's like an Aldi in there.
It's not that big. It's a Wiltshire village.
Right.
It's got a few very...
Hey, so is that the same village that was in that 70s spooky kids program called Children of the Stones? Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh. You should look it up. Oh, you should. I have a sneaky suspicion that might be the same big stone circle. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there were a lot of wasps.
Oh,
we
God.
Went to the national There's a National Trust cafe there, and we had cakes and stuff, and obviously the wasps loved all that.
Yes, it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, wasps.
I was just thinking back to when I went to a cafe a few years ago, and it was in Scotland, and I ate my scone on the other side of the road. To the cafe, because there was a wasp buzzing around the table.
Yeah, well, so, imagine numerous wasps, not just one.
Oh, God.
Just loads of them. They're very persistent.
Hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely hate them.
So there we go. Other wildlife. Other wildlife to mention was swallows. Lots of swallows. I've never seen so many swallows, and they were all sort of skimming the ground. Obviously... lapping up flies or whatever, but it was quite a beautiful sight.
Oh.
Beautiful, yeah.
Do you know what I've been struggling with?
Midges.
Nope.
Recently? No.
Midges.
Scorpions in the bathroom.
Come on.
I'm not even kidding.
World. It's a different world out there, isn't it?
Four scorpions in the bathroom so far.
That's outrageous.
Good
yes.
God.
What do you do with them?
do you really want to know?
No, this is a family show.
Yes, you dispose of them. Dispose of them.
Yes, yes. They're tricky buggers to squash, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, right. you have to be pretty committed to squash a scorpion, I'll tell you that
quite
now.
Quite tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They take quite a pummeling before they stop moving.
And are these the quite dangerous ones, you know, if they get you? Or,
They're not completely deadly poisonous, but I've never been stung by one, but I've heard that it's like 10 times as bad as a bee sting.
Right.
So
okay.
It's very, very painful.
Yeah.
I put a woodlouse out today.
Oh, that was very kind of you. Look at
yes.
that.
Yes. And I know it doesn't compete, but...
Well, that's what a pleasant thing to do.
Shall we listen to some music? Welcome
go,
to episode...
Go on, then.
This is episode 14 of A Quick One. And we're going to start with... this is from Jason Molina. And this song is Shadow Answers the Wall. The end.
That's it. Oh, you get a bit of bird song.
Okay. So that was Shadow Answers the Wall from Jason Molina from an album that was out this month, Eight Gates. Richard, this was your choice.
Yeah,
so fill me in a bit.
Well, he was the man from Songs of Hire and later Magnetic.
He's dead, right?
He's dead. Yeah, yeah. Magnetic.
That's what I thought. So yeah. I'm sorry. I've carried
on. So you're wondering how he's got new music out?
Yes,
it's been found.
That's exactly it.
It's one of these times where something's been found. But he went to. I mean, funnily enough, he was from Chicago, but he lived in London for a while. And I was just looking up. There's a book called Riding with the Ghost by Erin Osman. It's a fantastic book about Molina's life, and he became somewhat of an alcoholic and lived in London for a while. And these are sort of found recordings from the time that he was in London. So it's kind of eerie to hear, you know, it's that thing where you're sort of hearing it from beyond the grave type thing. But
I'm just. Oh, no, sorry, I'm just curious. You say there were found recordings. I mean, that sounded very complete. I mean,
it's incredible, isn't it? I really was expecting some fractured kind of maybe acoustic guitar or something like that, unfinished things. But that is, it's very, very complete. And the album is really short. It's probably not even 25 minutes, but it is. It's a studio album, and it's very well. I think it's excellent. They are kind of fragmental, the recordings on it. You know, they are short little tracks, but I think it's like a band, you know, recorded
right.
with a band sort of thing. So yeah,
that was yeah. I loved the drum sound. Amazing drum sound
yeah.
on there.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I was wondering, whether he'd like left, like, you know, some yeah. songs and people had added to it or you know, completed the songs after the fact.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was recorded at the time. I think he recorded with a trio, maybe two or three other musicians.
Wow.
So it was like a small band, yeah. And there's lots of lovely organ sounds on the record as well. It's just really nicely recorded. And I love the bass on that. That really
oh, yeah?
thick sort of bass sound. It's, yeah. And, yeah, it's really unusual. But, mm-hmm. yeah, he's definitely onto something, I think, with that sound, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's too bad he's not around to
enjoy. I know, it's
because I'm sure that's going to be pretty popular.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, he's got quite a big fan base, you know, and I think his Songs Are Higher stuff has kind of grown in, you know, it's one of these things, it's kind of grown in popularity since he passed away. And yeah, it's like, I think his legend is kind of growing, you know, a bit. And so
well, that's, you know, we talked a little bit about dead pop stars before.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I also noticed there's a bunch of Sparkle Horse stuff that's about to get reissued.
Oh, is there?
So,
oh, really? Yeah, right.
I think they're reissuing everything on vinyl. But that, right. you know, similar kind of wheelhouse, I suppose. And
it is.
I don't know. It I adds mean, to the tragedy. It also, in a yeah. way, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've been a little critical about Joy Division in the past because it does somewhat, or I could see how it would, to some people, enhance the listening experience.
Yeah.
To have that kind of romantic
Definitely.
Notion.
I mean, the strange thing about Jason Molina is that, like, when he was alive, I remember he would be playing in Leeds and I wouldn't bother going, you know. I would just think, he'll be back next year, you know, that kind of thing. You know?
Right, right.
And it's like, well, yeah, he died, and then it's like, suddenly he's like this quite legendary figure, and
there you go. So you should never take anyone for granted.
There is that. Yeah, I thought you were going to say, so you should die, so that your own music
no,
career.
No,
then,
no,
then
no. I wasn't
like,
going to. I would never say that.
Right.
when did he die? How long ago?
2013, I think.
Right.
I think
okay.
it was quite
oh,
a long
wow.
time ago.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like, yeah, the book is haunting. You know, it's really haunting. Mm. And he'd never touched a drop of alcohol till, like, he was, I don't know, maybe in his 30s, and then suddenly right. it just, yeah.
Wow!
Just, yeah.
Holy moly!
I know that's
awful.
Yeah, really bad, really bad. And yeah.
So he's not Canadian then?
No,
that's the label
is secretly Canadian.
Right. Okay. I wasn't sure if they released stuff by people who we didn't know were actually Canadian. Yes, you know, but I thought maybe they were a specialist label. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it refers to, but it's not that they're releasing people from Canada that nobody knows.
And funny enough, when his voice kicked in at the beginning, I was reminded a little bit of Neil Young. So that's,
yeah.
You know,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Certainly,
he's
like
Canadian,
there
isn't
is a lot of Neil Young in his stuff.
He's openly Canadian, obviously.
He's openly Canadian. Yeah. Jason Molyneux is in no way Canadian.
Mm.
He's not even pretending. He's not even pretending not to be. He's American.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can guarantee there are a lot of Americans pretending to be Canadian these days.
Right.
So there we go. Yeah, haunting stuff, really.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah, great,
you say
great
that was,
voice. His vocals.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention his vocals.
Oh
his
God,
vocals
no!
Were really
know.
Great. His vocals yeah. were great on that. I thought.
Yeah, absolutely amazing, aren't they? Yeah, he was kind of restless. Like, if you go through the Songs Are Higher stuff, some of it will just be kind of straightforward singer songwriter, and then he'll do something completely different, you know. But what ties it is his voice, kind of thing. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. And
lovely
and
stuff.
Sounds good on that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason Molina from the album Eight Gates, a short album.
Which it is. It's short, now available. Short, but excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Okay. Good. Let's move on. Let's have something completely different. This is Special Interest. And is this the right song? Which song? Did you want a particular song, Stuart?
No. Just the first one that starts with a boom, 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 boom.
I think it was
boom,
Disco 3, wasn't it?
Disco 3.
Yeah, there you go. That one, yeah.
Okay, I'll say it again then. This is Special Interest and Disco 3. Special Interest and Disco 3.
Crikey.
That's from the album The Passion Of.
That blew away the cobwebs.
It sure did.
I thought it started, I was thinking Atari Teenage Riot at the beginning of it.
Oh,
I thought it was
going to
be like that, but then it wasn't really. There was a bit of that, but then someone's mentioned the AES in the thing. And
Lydia Lunch. I see Lydia Lunch is mentioned.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, you know what? If you took that. Yeah, if you. In fact, I would love to hear a mix of that without the drum machine.
Yeah.
I bet it would sound like it would totally sound like Lydia Lunch. Or with some ramshackle real drumming, like, you know. Like a drummer that sounds like they're kicking a drum kit down a staircase over the top of that. It'd have a completely different feel to it. The drum machine kind of kept it propelling along, but there was lots of really cool noise underneath it that you had to kind of, you know, pay attention to. I did anyway. I found the drum machine a little distracting in places. Mm.
I think I'm a bit tired and I think... if I wasn't so tired, I might have enjoyed that a lot more. I don't think I'm in the mood for that.
Wow! Yeah, look at that. Get to bed. Come on, it's way past your bedtime.
I think when it started the first 30 seconds, I was like, oh, this is pretty exciting, and then I just sort of settled into a pattern. of just screaming over that drum machine, and I thought, oh, it's not really, it hasn't really found anywhere to head really. You know,
did you pick out any of the lyrics?
Something on LSD. I couldn't remember what the actual first bit was.
There's something on the Bandcamp page. Right. I don't know if it's from this song or another. But would you bat an eye waiting for war machines to pass you by?
Aren't we going out tonight?
Aren't we going out?
I don't know what that means. Yeah. I didn't hear those lyrics because I did see those and I started trying to follow the words, but those weren't the words.
It's funny. Anyway. I hardly ever listen to lyrics when I'm listening to a song. I know most people do, but I'm all about the. I don't know, just the overall.
The sound.
I suppose.
Yeah.
On that, it didn't really matter what they were singing, I guess. And
there you go.
Yeah. But I think it's one of those things. It's like, you know, Wharf Chambers. It would do well at Wharf Chambers. The music establishment in Leeds.
I was going to say you should maybe dingy. You know, yeah. Anyone that didn't live in Leeds, you should probably.
No, I know my Wharf Chambers reference doesn't, for various forms of music, doesn't go down worldwide. But I suppose Wharf Chambers being a sort of, you know, where all the sort of punk people play and oddball forms of music. You get a lot of all dayers, DIY all dayers, and things like that there, and it's a sort of thing that would go down spectacularly well in that in that thing, you know. So but yeah, again, like Matt, like, it's quite late at night. It's currently 12 minutes past nine.
See, Stuart's just getting
fucking
Stuart's
hell
just
what's
going,
wrong with you.
So,
I'm off to a club. Anyone want to come with me? I'm all pumped up.
when it's daylight, I would quite be interested in see if what the rest of the album's like, whether it all is in that zone, or do they have moments of reflection? I mean, there's a song, song called Homogenized Milk.
There you go. You know that's a winner, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, I think it's somebody's favourite, isn't it? On.
Oh, do they like?
Heads.
The
one
everyone likes.
Yeah. Oh, R.C. Harbin or something.
Because I like this thing where it says deep, more mature than their first album. So I wouldn't have described that as mature. It's not like they've gone into sort of, I don't know, Delamitri.
Is that your definition of mature?
Yes. That's the one thing. The one thing when I think mature. I think Delamitri ballad.
I've got a problem with this. I don't know where to buy it from because it says EU customers please purchase from Night School.
It's on Night School. Okay.
It's on Night School. Yeah.
Night School's a label.
It's Glasgow, I think.
It doesn't mean that you have to enroll in evening classes to own a copy.
But now that I'm not in the EU anymore, I don't know where to buy it.
Night School. Oh my god.
No.
Yeah. Just a bit of politics there. A bit of politics. Yeah. Don't know.
Hamstringed by Brexit again. Look at that.
Because it's a dual release. Night School EU and Thrilling Living.
Well, we'll have
US,
to buy our copies from the US. Like our
inflated
country
prices.
Thinks it's going to be trading
have to pay import taxes and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. This is the brave new world we live in.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was, yes, so that was, special interest. And here's a big change of gear now. I'm going to play the next one, the last one for this show.
All right.
Maya Hawk.
If I could, I would kiss you. The body doesn't lie. I'd hold you like soft water holds the sun against the sky. Hold you like the sun holds the sky. I see the night has crept through your hair to settle in your eyes, and I know until I break it, the tension
Maya Hawke, Hold the Sun. That's from the album Blush.
All right.
She's got a very pleasant voice, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
a voice was like having melted Cadbury's caramel being dribbled into my ears.
Whoa.
I'm not sure I'd like that very much, I have to say.
Nice image. Nice image.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's got a lovely voice.
Yes.
Do you know who she is?
No, but I was at work today and sold one of her records. So it's funny that you picked it.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
She's got famous parents. Yeah.
Right.
Ethan Hawke.
Tony Hawk. Oh, I was going to say
Tony Hawk.
Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman.
Oh, really?
The actors, yeah.
Oh, they all have now, haven't they? Well, musicians are either independently wealthy or the offspring of famous people.
So it was probably very expensively recorded.
Yeah.
It sounded very nice, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Who's Ethan Hawke?
He's an actor.
He's
a Hollywood actor.
Right.
Yeah, quite famous. You've heard of Uma Thurman, surely.
Oh, yeah, I know she is.
Yeah,
but...
I know his name.
I can't picture him. I can't. Yeah.
Did you ever see Before Sunrise? You see that?
No. I've not seen it, but he's in that.
Boyhood. See that?
Oh, he's in that. I've not seen that.
Yeah. I haven't seen that either. No.
Okay. He's been in lots of films you haven't seen. Anyway.
But most pleasant. My main comment about that was, I thought the arrangement could have been better. It was pretty straightforward arrangement. Like, it didn't change... It changed chords, but, like, in the last 30 seconds...
It did,
the same thing all the way through. And I'm like, that's a little bit lazy. And if I was in the studio, I'd say, you know what? Why don't we introduce some different sounds or some drop out on this verse? Because it kind of just plods along for the whole song.
Yeah.
And even if they just dropped the guitar out or something in one of the verses, it would have made it a bit more sparser. I think it would have... added a bit more interest to the arrangement, but you know, her song carries it. I mean, sorry, her voice carries the song.
I would agree with that. As it started out, I was like, oh, this sounds nice. It sort of reminded me of Cowboy Junkies at the beginning, and then, like you say, about halfway through, I was like, well, nothing is happening. Nothing is changing. There's nothing. I would repeat what Stuart said, but like some kind of arrangement thing or drop out or something coming in. So it kind of lost interest a bit. And then at the end, something, it did happen eventually. But yeah.
So Maya, next time you're in the studio, give me or Richard a call, right?
Yeah, we'll sort it out.
We'll come around.
We'll come in. We'll sort it out. We'll be like, right, we're here.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll be like, you know what you need, love? Stick a feedback solo in the middle here. And Richard's brought his violin, so watch out.
Yeah, I'll do the string arrangement.
I was listening to the album earlier today, actually. I mean, it's that's one of the more downbeat songs from the album. I wouldn't I wouldn't listen to the whole album. I kind of lost interest, but it. but I'm a bit of a
pulling no punches tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Matt, yeah, he's very tired. He's done. He's already checked out of this podcast.
He's had a day on autopilot.
Fighting wasps.
I just have to say, I find it hard to resist that kind of thing, though. That sort of country-tinged stuff. I do like it. And that,
it has timeless sound, doesn't it?
Nice. Cowboy Junkies is a good reference.
I thought her voice was very much like the woman from Cowboy Junkies. Yeah. It sounded very similar.
Bit Norah Jones as well, I suppose. Yeah. You know, Norah Jones, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And
no dislikes on YouTube.
Oh, well, I reckon she's probably got a record company that will pay to get rid of the dislikes, do you think?
Yeah. Oh, well, let's put that to the test, eh? Why don't we all get on there and dislike it?
Dislike it, then tomorrow check and see if they've gone.
Yeah.
But no, every 311 people out of 1,691 have liked it. So that's pretty good going.
If you ever watched Stranger Things...
Mm.
You would recognise her as well.
Oh, is she? Does she know?
She was in it.
Is she in it, right?
Yeah. So there we go. That's, she's a bit of a. Yeah.
That is uncanny because I was just watching that last week.
Right. Okay.
It's one of the. I watched all of it with my daughter through at the beginning of lockdown. That was our routine. We'd get up in the morning and watch Stranger Things. So there you go.
Right.
We watched all of it.
Wow.
So which one was she?
I think she's in the final season, so if you've got that far.
I don't know. I've only watched the first two, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. I've only got that to look forward to.
Yeah. So, Maya Hawke, there we go. Hold the Sun. Shall we go into points for the... We've done all three, haven't we? We've done three.
We've done three songs now, yeah. Just a minute. I'm just going to let the cat in.
Oh, wait.
Let the cat in.
He really is.
The cat's scratching at the door. Come on, Percy, come in. Come on, in.
Come on, Percy.
And don't come in.
Percy!
Come on, in you come.
Oi!
Come on.
Can we see him? Can we see him? Richard's in. He's holding the cat up for all to see. Hey, Percy.
He's here.
This really works well on a podcast.
Yeah. So, for those listening, Richard just picked up a very generic looking black and white cat.
Oh, he's not like that. You're unique. He's unique.
We've got one of them.
A generic cat. You've got a generic cat also.
Yeah. Is it called a tuxedo cat or something?
Oh, is it? Oh, the black and white.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the music. Points. Yeah. Jason Molina we started out with.
It's a high score. Is it a high score? I just can't decide how high.
How high can you go?
No, I'm just going to go... I'm not going to go too high. 8.5.
Oh, that 8. is 5. A high... That's a strong show.
Yeah, 8.5.
Well, I'm also going to go high on this because... it was quite haunting and I'm going to go 8. 8! Yes, you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I was waiting for the point something to come in.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Oof. God. He's really grumpy tonight, isn't he? Yeah.
He's tired.
He's tired, yeah.
What was it? 8.58. That's 16 and a half.
He's waiting on his Ovaltine. He's ready for bed. Someone bring him a cup of Ovaltine. He's done.
Special interest.
Well.
It's 6.5.
Oh.
There's something about it, but
that's more generous than I was expecting.
I'm feeling nice.
I'm just going to go for 7. I mean, I liked
Fair
it.
Enough.
I didn't like the mix. Was a bit just kind of stodgy and yeah.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Fucking hell! Wow. I tell
never
you what,
seen such low scores.
I hope none of them are listening. they'll be straight round the EU to sort you two out.
That's all right. We're safe. We're on an island. We're on an island all by ourselves. We're okay. Yeah. May a hawk finally hold the sun.
I love it. Rich just goes. No.
Can't summon the energy to give it a point.
Says it all.
Out of 10.
I'll give it a as well.
Yeah.
That's most uncharitable of both of us.
It is 6.75.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'll give it a 7.
I liked it.
You know what?
I'll give it.
If it was just her vocals alone, without the dull arrangement, I would have given it an 8.5.
Right.
But a 7 for the song, 8.5 for her vocals. How about that? Mm.
Yeah. Lovely voice. Yeah.
So that makes a total of what?
Oh god!
For overall,
split the difference.
7.5.
7.75.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay. I'll give it a 7.5.
All right. Well, it's immaterial because we've got a clear winner anyway.
Which is, I'm not sure.
You do the math. Jason.
It must be Jason, mustn't
it? It's got to be. Yeah, it's got to
be. Okay, Jason Molina, yes, is the clear winner this week.
Fantastic. So, right.
So,
thank goodness we got there.
Well done to him. Posthumously. Yes.
Posthumously.
Posthumously the winner of this.
We can inform his family. Inform his family of the result.
Yes, great stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, so thanks once again for listening, and we'll have some more top hot new releases coming your way very soon. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, a quick one, podcast on Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Music.
Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Then you get them, then they tell you when there's a new one, so you don't even have to look at it.